Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
I'm back. Oh my gosh. What a week. After I recorded the last podcast, which I think is Tuesday, it's Friday, January 10th right now, I laid down and I did not get up until today. I am not kidding you. Whatever you want to call it, the flu, what, I mean, but put it to you this way. And this is, yeah, Chet, you actually have the right podcast. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, by the way, host of Every Day is Saturday, which is supposed to be a motivational show. Why am I talking about being sick? Well, that's where I've been for the past 3 days. I have been down and out. Oh my God. Felt like I got hit by a bus. I finally went to urgent care yesterday and didn't have the flu, didn't have strep throat. I said, what do you give for being hit by a bus? What's that? So I don't know, amoxicillin, whatever they gave me. So I'm feeling a million times better today. Hello, friends. Always great to be with you on the Everyday Saturday podcast, the number one motivational show on planet Earth. Want to chat with you about what I learned yesterday and why I teach this stuff and why it's really, really important that you latch onto this message. I would have given, and I walked in there yesterday as bad as I was feeling, and yeah, my kids are making, you know what it's like to have kids? Kids are supposed to love you up, right? Kids, unconditional love. Teenage girls. I've got three teenage girls and a five-year-old. The five-year-old loves me unconditionally. Daddy, can I get you anything? Can I get you some chicken noodle soup, Daddy? Can I get you some tea? You know, my wife was waiting on me. It was great, you know. Just who doesn't like to get loved up like that? Three teenage girls come in, take pictures of me on their phone, put it in the family group chat, and I can hear the cackling of laughter upstairs from all of them. It's just, it's wrong on so many levels. It's so just, I got no respect going on. But aside from all of that mental abuse I had to be put through, when I went to urgent care yesterday, I finally dragged myself out of bed. I had the chills. It was just terrible, man. I hate being sick. I'm never sick. I haven't been to the doctor. I'm trying to think the last time I went to a doctor had to be in the 90s. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've been to a doctor in, I don't know, 25 years maybe. So I'm not the guy that goes to a doctor. It's not because I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's just, I don't get sick, man. I take pretty good care of myself. I'm 51 years old. I exercise. I eat well. And God's blessed me with some good genes, you know? So I don't go to the doctor. So if I go, it's got to be something really, you know, it's gotten to that point. And yesterday I thought, you know, I said to my wife, I said, hey, let me find my will because I don't think I'm going to make it to Friday. She's like, okay, well, we'll let you go back to sleep then. So I dragged myself to urgent care yesterday. I drove there. I had two coats on to show you how cold I was. I wore two coats in there. I was freezing, and it was like 40 degrees out. And they're like, hey. I'm like, hey. I go, you have to. I said, do I have to take one or both of these coats off for you to get my blood pressure? And the nurse looks at me. She's like, yeah, you're going to take them both off there, champ. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I was thinking, what a great podcast this is going to make because – Had they told me, sir, how bad you feel right now on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, I would have said a million. And they would have said, okay, great. We have a drug that we just invented that immediately removes all your aches and pains, the sinus infection, everything, the flu-like symptoms, being hit by an automobile, all of that goes away, and it's only $25,000. I would have pulled out every credit card in my wallet, wired bank money, and stolen from the bank next door if I had to, just to get them the 25 grand to make me feel better. And that's the thing, you know? That's the thing. When you're in pain and you want out of that pain and you remember what it's like to be happy and you know what that joy, you want that again. And here's the thing though, it's not so much alleviating that pain. It's what being out of that situation allows you to be able to do. Like, I know I get way crazy about this stuff, but you know, I just obsess about this because I'm like, this is so simple. I mean, this concept is so simple. If you could just afford, now I'm talking to you, the podcast listener, I'm talking to you, all right? So pay attention. If you could just give yourself a little bit of time to create a message that resonates with just one person, then all you got to do is find more people that will want to listen to that message and get really crystal clear on what the result is that you deliver. It's not complicated, but we tend to make things more complicated because we're like, nah, it can't be that simple. Well, take it from a guy, you know, who's got 20 college credits, most of them are gym and health class, that was able to launch a movement called Every Day is Saturday, that it really is that simple. And if it was any more complicated than that, I sure as hell wouldn't be able to do it, you know? And as I was laying here, I'm thinking, man, this is a really great podcast topic that reinforces once again that if you can find individuals, not in a sadistic way, we're not celebrating somebody else's pain, but if you can find people out there who are struggling, and that doesn't even need to be financially at all, that can be like what I do with their message or whatever. They could be struggling learning how to edit video and they want to be a video editor. It doesn't matter. They could be struggling with how to paint a door. You know, there's people all over the world. For God's sake, there's 7 billion people on the planet who are searching always. Most people are seekers. You know, we're intuitive in nature. Like we are curious. You know, we're a curious species. We want to find out more. We want to learn more. Everybody out there is looking to learn more about themselves or how to do something and things like that. And they will gladly pay you to teach them how to do it. You know, and that's what I do. I teach people how to create a message. By the way, breaking news, we did sign the agreement. So I'm having my live event in Vegas. The dates are March 14th and 15th. Next week, the week of January 13th, we should have the sales page up and ready to go. It's going to be a limited amount of people. I love the events that are smaller in nature, so I can spend all the time with the attendees. And it's going to be all around messaging, motivation, mindset, everything I talk about on this podcast. But it'll be you and I in the room. I don't know if I'm doing another event the rest of 2019. It's the first event I've done in over 2 years. So please do everything you can do to get to Vegas March 14th and 15th. I'll have a link ready on the podcast for you. But I really want you to be there because you're a podcast listener. I want to meet every single podcast listener. I don't care if you got to come from New Zealand, which, you know, funny enough, I've had people come from New Zealand before to one of my events. I thought it was a crazy. I'm like, dude, my kids wouldn't drive to a different zip code to see me, and you came from New Zealand. That is amazing. But anyway, let me get back to the message here. March 14th and 15th, I'll put a link up. So just think about this, okay? Think about the simple concept of your boy Sammy being laid up for 4 days this week, watching 8,000 Amazon movies, and then finally getting to the doctor and would have gladly paid $25,000 for a solution to my problem. That's how bad it was for me. And most of the time, when you have clients that come on board that pay you, their situation isn't dire. It's not bad. They're curious. They want to grow. They want to grow either more in what they're currently doing, or they want to learn something new that you can teach them. It's that simple, okay? So don't make it any more, you know, tricky than it is. It's not. If it was, you know, nobody else would be able to do it. We'd all just kind of go to a job every day. And if you want to chat with me one-on-one, I'm back. I'm open for business again. I can actually, you know, stand upright, which is really cool, not being horizontal for 4 days. Go to launchwithsam.com, get on my calendar. Would love to talk to you about your zone of genius and how you can monetize that. All right, I appreciate you hanging with me here. I might even try to record one more show today just to try to make up. Man, I feel bad. I've been off the radar a few days, but maybe not. We'll try to take it slow, I guess. Hey, the bottom line, if I can do it, you can do it, okay? That's the whole message of the show. If I can do it, you can do it. I'm not doing anything you can't do. Find something that you love. Teach other people how to do it who want to get there as well. And that's it. That's your life. That is the purpose to your life, is sharing your zone of genius with others, inspiring and motivating them to really just to do something that they wouldn't normally do without your help. All right? I think that makes sense. All right, I'm going to get back to it. Oh, it's so nice to be alive. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.